WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Looking for a good laugh? Film critic Stephen Schiff says there are two new Christmas comedies that will make you laugh, but for different reasons.
2 hours is too long for a movie comedy. And even 90 or 100 minutes, the usual length, can be tough to sustain. Once the premise is established, a comedy needs one of two things to keep it going. Either prodigies of invention, or performers who can make the mundane seem inspired. The new Danny DeVito-Arnold Schwarzenegger comedy, Twins, for instance, has neither. The premise is funny, and so is DeVito, but he doesn't have anyone to play off. And the filmmakers haven't come up with any place for the premise to take us. The movie runs aground after its first half hour. But two of the Christmas comedies are a lot more fun. The Naked Gun, which has uninspired performers but loads of invention, and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which isn't always inventive, but is so splendidly performed that its ho-hum moments feel entirely forgivable. The Naked Gun, which is an extension of the failed TV sitcom Police Squad, is the latest cultural contribution of Jerry and David Zucker and their pal Jim Abrams, the team that put together Airplane and Top Secret. Their movies always give me the feeling that I used to get from reading those densely packed Mad Magazine comic strips, with so many gags going on in the background that you had to spend 5 minutes on every panel, squeezing every bit of juice out. The Naked Gun, like its predecessors, is a peculiar experience. It teaches you how to watch it as you go along. After a while, you won't let even the most banal-seeming episode go by without peering deep into the screen, hunting down the sight gag or the droll twist. Leslie Nielsen plays the police captain, whose matinee idol baritone makes the fruity dialogue sound even fruitier.
Frank, what's wrong?
A lot of things, sweetie pie. A little meeting that turned into a peekaboo session with bullets all set up by someone who's been playing me like a violin at the annual SAPS convention.
Funny face. I don't know what you're talking about.
My stockyard meeting, Butterwings. Or don't you remember setting that up? It's true what they say, cops and women don't mix. Like eating a spoonful of Drano. Sure, it'll clean you out. It'll leave you hollow inside.
But the Naked Gun grows wearisome after a while, partly because Nielsen and his love interest, Priscilla Presley, are finally tedious performers, no matter how lively their surroundings. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is another matter. Even when the plot grows logy and predictable, the actors are compulsively watchable. The movie is a remake of Bedtime Story, a lackluster 1964 comedy in which David Niven played a suave Riviera con man competing with Marlon Brando as a crude Riviera con man. The movie was widely thought of as the most egregious of the bad career decisions Brando made after the first flush of his fame, and it doesn't work at all, partly because the casting is so off. But with Michael Caine in the Niven part, and Steve Martin soaring over the top and into the stratosphere in the Brando part, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is a fluid, sassy entertainment. Martin's gift for physical comedy has become so potent that the movie practically crumbles during its second half, when his latest con game results in his confinement to a wheelchair. But that's where Caine picks up the slack. His impersonation of continental suavity is absolutely luscious. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels may seem slow-going after the helter-skelter pacing of The Naked Gun, but this too is a movie that teaches you how to watch it as you go along. By the time it's over, you may find yourself walking out into the December wastelands feeling Riviera tan and exultantly disreputable. When the Christmas cheer becomes too cloying to bear, I can think of no better antidote.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57.